My name is Ignatius McFarland, and I am a Frequenaut. I guess it sort of looks weird to see it written down that way. I don't mean it's weird to see my name written down. I mean the word Frequenaut. It almost looks like it's French. It's not, though, at least not that I know of. It's pronounced Freak-wen-naut, and it's based on the word frequency. The naut part is the same as an astronaut, even though I don't really know what naut means. It's not like I'm some super smart kid or anything like that. I'm pretty average, as my report cards would be more than happy to tell you. I got so many C's one year that my dad started calling me Ignatius C. It was supposed to be funny in a dad sort of way, but it didn't make me laugh. But that didn't stop him from saying, "Hey there, Ignatius C," whenever he came home from work. I knew he said it to make me realize that I should have been doing better in school, but I still wish he would have called me by my real name, Ignatius McFarland. That's me. I guess my name does look as weird as the word Frequenaut when it's written down, but only to you, not to me. Not anymore, at least. See, I've been called Ignatius all my life, but only by my mom and dad. My mom usually only says it when she gets mad. If I used to forget to take out the garbage or polish my dad's shoes, which was one of my main chores in the house from when I was 5 years old, "Can't have your dad walking around in dull-looking shoes," my mom always used to say as she handed me the stinky can of shoe polish and my dad's even stinkier shoes. My mom would yell from the other side of the house, "Ignatius McFarland, how many times do I have to tell you to blah, blah, blah?" Most other people call me Iggy. Iggy or Ignatz. I don't really like when people call me Ignatz, though, because it sounds kind of funny and people usually laugh when they hear it. However, I'd have been more than happy to have had the kids at school call me Ignatz, because what they really used to call me was way worse than that. I'll tell you what they really called me if you promise never to call me it, too. I mean, now that I'm a Frequenaut and all, and since I've saved the entire human race and more, and had so many adventures since the last time the kids at school saw me, there's no real reason for you to use this stupid name anyway, unless you're just trying to be mean. Seems like most of the kids in my school liked to be mean. You know, now I sort of wish I hadn't even brought up this whole name thing. But since I have, I'll just tell you what they used to call me and assume that you'll promise to never let the words come out of your mouth. All right, here it is. The kids at school called me Piggy McFartland. Pretty stupid, huh? And the stupidest part is that it doesn't even make any sense. First of all, I'm skinny. Too skinny, my grandma always said. She was constantly accusing my mom of not feeding me enough, but that's not true. I've always eaten lots of stuff. I just have what they call a high metabolism. It means that my body uses up tons of food because I've got a lot of nervous energy to burn it off. It's sort of like I'm one of those huge SUVs that gets about 10 miles to the gallon. I keep putting in the fuel and it keeps burning up before it has time to make me heavier. My dad used to say that I get bad mileage. He's a real funny guy. And if you heard me say this, you'd know I was being a smart aleck, because I'd say it like this. He's a real funny guy. So, because I'm skinny, it didn't even make sense that they called me Piggy, other than it sounds like an insult and rhymes with Iggy. What a clever bunch of kids they were at my school. Sarcasm again. Tons of it. And McFartland is really annoying, too. It's not like I used to fart in class or anything. I don't think I'd ever farted in front of anybody at my school. Well, there was this one time in fourth grade when I was at my desk working on a spelling test, and I was concentrating real hard. When I concentrate, I really tense up all my muscles, my leg muscles, my arm muscles, my stomach muscles. And I guess I tightened up my stomach muscles too much, because the next thing I knew, a fart came out of me. And it was a loud one, too. Fortunately, right when it happened, Lisa Sewell did this huge sneeze right behind me. It was such an enormous nose-emptying sneeze that she blew snot all over her test. I mean like a gigantic pile of it. Seriously. And everybody in the classroom started laughing. At first I thought they were laughing because of my fart, but then I turned around and saw Lisa looking down at her test with the massive green mess in the middle of it and a long string of snot running from the paper up to her nose. When I looked over at my friend Ivan sitting next to me, he pointed at Lisa and started laughing even harder, and so I knew that my fart had gone undetected. I felt bad that Lisa had to have her terrible snot incident just so that I could be spared the embarrassment of my super loud fart.